AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. What was Hurricane Hermine has left Florida behind to move north, but not before damaging homes, bringing down a fishing pier, and leaving thousands without power. Deckel Beach resident Doug Giles says his property took a pretty good hit.
A lot of walls blowed out, docks gone. Luckily, we got campers and boats and trailers and all out of here, and I think we come out pretty good, but it was scary. 3:30 in the morning, I was praying.
Tropical Storm Hermine is moving through the Carolinas. In the Pacific, the National Weather Service has issued a high surf warning for east-facing shores of the Hawaiian Islands. The surf is expected to build overnight, and waves are expected to tower at 15 to 25 feet Saturday. The government says U.S. employers slowed hiring in August after two blockbuster months and barely raised their workers' pay. That's a pullback that may lead the Federal Reserve to leave interest rates alone until later this year. Economist Gus Fauché says the jobs report was decent, but he doesn't think it's good enough for the Fed to hike interest rates later this month.
I think they want to see how things play out over the next few months. We do have the presidential election coming up. So this is certainly consistent with an increase in the Fed funds rate when the Fed meets at the end of 2016.
Market analysts say New England lobster prices are at their highest point in more than a decade, leading into the Labor Day weekend. Seafood News says the wholesale price of a 1.25-pound hard-shell lobster reached $8.50 this week. That's the highest price for August since 2005. The Portland Press-Herald reports prices are up because of expanding markets, heavy processing activity, and the holiday weekend. This is AP Radio News. The season is over for a NASCAR superstar.
NASCAR will finish the season without their most popular driver, as Dale Earnhardt Jr. has announced that his continuing recovery from a concussion will keep him on the sidelines. Jr. hasn't driven since mid-July when the concussion symptoms arose. They've been traced back to a wreck at Michigan in June. He's been meeting regularly with doctors at the University of Pittsburgh, and they have not cleared him to race yet. Filling in for Junior over the season's last 12 races, retired Jeff Gordon in four of them, Alex Bowman in the rest. Brett McMillan, Charlotte.
You may know the face, but not the name. Character actor John Polito was died at the age of 65. Raspy-voiced and mustached, Polito's credits included Homicide, Life on the Street, Modern Family, Barton Fink, and The Big Lebowski. He died yesterday at a California hospital while being treated for multiple melanoma. I'm Carlotta Bradley. AP Radio News.